from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It also just happens to be a trash talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And some of your top headlines, FSU is 0-2. I always say that first, so that then when I tell you the Gators lost, maybe it doesn't hurt us. No, it still hurts.
It still hurts. Yeah.
Still, ouch. Okay, yeah, so the Gators lost, we know. Miami 41-17, terrible. But FSU 0-2. The only real winner this weekend was Joey Chestnut, the hot dog champ. He broke his own record, 83 dogs in 10 minutes.
You hit all the hard sports, Bob.
Indeed, I do.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we've got a special guest in the studio, Tim Martin. He's a Newberry City Councilman, and also he is the director or chair of the Republican Executive Committee. Good morning. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
I don't know if your ears were burning, but when it was announced you're going to build a city hall, $7 million, I'm like, that's not a city hall. That's a Taj Mahal. But you just explained it to me perfectly, so I want you to do it. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I appreciate the opportunity. The city's growing. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the entire state right now. So a lot of the expense that's paid for by people who move into the city, those are dollars that are spent into infrastructure expansion. So the current citizens are not paying for projects like this. I mean, really, it's really kind of making it, you know, paid for by the people who are creating the need. So, yes, it's a pretty big price tag, but construction's expensive nowadays.
I don't know
if you've checked it out. And this is really a plan for the future. It's really about the next generation. This should carry us another 50 years or so, this particular building. And we're going to outfit the existing city hall for public use in time as well. So it'll serve both needs.
All right. Well, when you say 50 years out, you've got this plan, and it is a growing city, it makes more sense. And it's also not a city that, like, you've got a bunch of abandoned buildings that you could rehab either.
No, pretty much everything downtown is full, unlike a lot of places around.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to the big announcement. Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jean Barbecue. Every year, it's always a good time. I think it's been 23, something like that, 23 times?
Yeah. It's been several dinners at this point, and we're really excited this year to have a great lineup of confirmed speakers already with the chief financial officer for the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis. Very funny
guy. You got to say it like this. It's Jimmy Patronis.
Okay.
I said, you don't mess with Jimmy. Ask BlackRock about Jimmy.
Yeah, BlackRock, exactly. Jimmy Patronis is the person who's responsible for taking and divesting all of Florida's money out of the big, ugly BlackRock folks. So he's a very funny speaker. I think everybody will really like him. But we also have some other great confirmed speakers as well. Regular guest here on The Sky, Wilton Simpson, our great ag commissioner.
Yeah.
And we also have the chairman for the entire state of Florida's Republican Party, Evan Power. And hopefully we'll have a couple other speakers coming as well that we'll be able to confirm between now and then. So great lineup.
I know it is not easy because you have these conflicts you have, whether, you know, Congress is in or out, delayed voting. It really is hard to nail people down. This is an election year. So, yeah, no, we totally get it. And then part of it sometimes is a financial thing, too. There's people you can get, but the price tag is a little, you know.
Yeah, sticker shock. You know, we talked about construction being expensive. Speakers apparently are very expensive. Some of those, you know, really splash A-list speakers, oh, gosh, I was getting price tags of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Oh, Bob would do it for half that.
I didn't think about that. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
You know, you're never the hero in your own hometown. You know what I mean? You never get the respect.
And then my 10% of that, and you'd have been in there.
Yeah, I was going to give you 15, but
I'll take 15. 10% is enough for God. It's good for me.
So this, it's going to be, it's always a great event because the food is always great, the speakers are great, and it's really the people that make up the Republican Executive Committee and everybody who comes to these events. I mean, it's nice to be in a room in Alachua County and not have to be too careful about what you say, frankly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So a lot of times we kind of feel like we're on the island here in Alachua County behind the Iron Curtain, so to speak. But, you know, you get into a room with another 800 people that are like-minded. It is very refreshing. And we actually moved up the event a little bit in the election season this year to make sure people are fired up and ready to go, because this year it's really about the down ballot. You know, Florida is pretty much statistically, supposedly a lock for Donald Trump. So we really need to drive the down ballot. Folks, particularly locally, like Jen Garrett in District 3, Liz Dobler in District 1. We also have a supervisor of election candidate this year for the first time in, I think, 20 years, mm-hmm. and that's Judith Jensen.
Right.
So a lot of reasons to go out to the ballot. We want to make sure people are fired up. We've got Whole Hogs going to be out there, a little unique, with Hills Barbecue, so happy to have them out there again this year. And it's going to be just a fantastic event. Hopefully there'll be people calling in for things that make you smile later, saying they've already gotten their tickets.
Are they for sale? Then buy tickets now. I see you can click on. And by the way, I want to make sure people are reminded, this is a Friday night event. For so many times, we've done like Thursday night, and people like Greg and I cry because we got to get up so early. So Friday, September 20th, is the date, 5:30 to 9, Legacy Park Multipurpose Center, and that's in Alachua, and it's a great place. That venue serves its purpose perfectly for this event, doesn't it?
It really does. Last year, we added a catwalk so the speakers can come right out into the middle of the audience. I mean, it's a fantastic element. So everyone at that point is no more than 50 feet from the stage, which I thought was an excellent addition that we brought to the table last year and to the event overall. But it's big. You can move around. Nobody's crowded.
So you named the walk after the congresswoman. That's neat. Meow! Oh, not Cat Kamik? Well, it's Catwalk. We're all friends.
Yeah,
we're
Alachua family, Republicans.com/tickets.
Is that how you're doing it? Because I went to AlachuaRepublicans.com and found it.
Yeah, or /tickets. Either way.
Okay.
You'll get there.
Well, because black tie blue jean can pop up a bunch of different ways, mm-hmm. but you'll find your way there. And the chief financial officer for Florida, Jimmy Patronis, is going to be speaking. He's been working with the state since 2017 because he was a Florida House rep, right?
Yes, he was.
6th district, and that includes Panama City and other parts from in the panhandle. So, all right.
Yeah, they're all fantastic, and you know, these are the people who really impact a lot of what happens in Florida. So we're happy to celebrate Florida freedom at the event with these folks. I mean, they're the ones who are deciding where all the sales tax dollars are going. They're the ones that are deciding the sales tax holidays, what the sales tax pricing should be. So these are folks that you can come and meet and get pictures with. So we even got the price down a little bit this year, too, to help people out. So where prices are normally rising, ours are actually going down.
Inflation busting.
Look at that.
Republican Executive Committee.
That's right.
A true Inflation Reduction Act.
Walking the walk, whether it's on a catwalk or otherwise.
That's
I love
right.
it.
Thank you.
the only thing I wanted to add was, yes, this fiscal responsibility we've had. We've been blessed with these good governors that have been leaders and keeping Florida on a great path financially. And I guess you can, you know, jump in there anytime you want. But that makes a difference to the people that live here.
Absolutely. You know, the local leaders, the local elected officials are the ones that have the biggest impact on our lives. You know, the Washington, D.C. gets all the headlines, but it was, you know, it's really the local stuff, and it's local folks, you and I, the people at the grocery store, who really are the ones that make a difference around here. And we need everybody to step up. Like I said, this is about the down ballot this year. Trump will get a lot of people there. You know, you got some really crazy amendments that are going to get a lot of people to the ballot. So we need as many Republicans certainly out there as possible. Hopefully, this event gets people fired up.
Basically, if you love America, we'll see you there. Pretty simple. Pretty basic.
Well, yeah. Well said, Bob.
I like that.
You're a man of really good words.
I like that. He uses words.
I'm going to eat my weight in food while I'm there, too. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue, Friday, September 20th. In Alachua at the Legacy Park, it is going to be fantastic like it always is. And Tim Martin, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and sharing this good news with everybody, and we will see you there.
Well, we appreciate your friendship. Thank you for having us.
Got it. It is 8:16. I'm going to give you some of the things that are happening in the automotive industry you might not be aware of. I'll share that with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Happy, happy day, my friends. Well, in fact, it's Tuesday. That makes it a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles recalled for faulty engine valves.
Ooh.
The NHTSA announced this, and we're talking about 90,700 vehicles, 21 to 22. Ford Bronco, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, F-150, Lincoln Aviator, Lincoln Nautilus. These are the ones that have a 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano EcoBoost engine.
Hmm.
All right, so you'll be aware of that. Get a hold of your local dealership and start making plans, I guess,
yeah,
for that vehicle to be repaired, possibly. And while I'm at it, automotively, yeah, German-based Volkswagen actually considering closing plants in Germany.
Whoa.
As automakers in the European Union grapple with a flood of cheap China-made cars that are increasingly making up a share of auto sales in the continent. The European automotive industry is in a very demanding and serious situation, according to the CEO of Volkswagen, suggesting Volkswagen may close some of its plants. This could be more than one, and drop some job protections for auto workers to cut costs. This would be the first time the Volkswagen closed a plant in its home country and the first time it closed a plant worldwide since the one in Pennsylvania that they closed down in 1988. So this is a big deal, and they need to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to use tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, because China is famous for it. They dump. They dump whatever product it is, wherever they want to basically get a giant chunk of the market and or, and here's the big thing, hurt the competition.
Right.
You see, you know, when the competition goes away, then you can slowly creep your price point up. And then pretty soon you're charging the same prices that the people that you caused to go out of business, because the Chinese Communist Party, the government, kind of foots the bill for that. You know what I mean? They would look at it like it's an investment. Yeah, we're going to lose money for a couple of years,
mm-hmm,
but wait till a bunch of people lose their jobs and some of our competitors go away.
Yeah,
it is sad to think that way. That's exactly how they think. It's been shown. This isn't this isn't our first rodeo with China, but we need leaders that are going to really pay attention. And in Europe, I guess they haven't been paying attention. Yeah, they're offering highly subsidized cars. China is. Highly subsidized.
Nice.
That means that you cannot compete with them. Nope. You're not getting subsidies.
Mm-mm.
So if they're getting all these subsidies, they're selling cars at a price point you can't even get close 2. Chinese automaker scored a record 11% share of the EU market in June of this year. That is huge.
What was it?
11%.
Oh, that's scary. Because that will grow very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Oh, and they're banging on the door. They're trying to get in here.
Yep.
You get Harris in there, and there's a real good chance that's going to happen versus, you know, if Trump's in there, you know, he's going to stay strong. There's going to be tariffs.
Yeah.
You got to. But we can't allow them to continually do this in any line they want.
Mm-mm.
Solar panels, right?
Yep.
They did it with steel, anything. That's, you can't allow, you know, our workers and our companies to be hurt like that. It's unfair trade. It's unfair competition.
Yep.
So hopefully we will deal with that sooner rather than later. Okay. Oh, I know what I wanted to get to. You know, we've heard some whoppers through the years, and, you know, Joe Biden's been a little over the top on a couple of things.
Oh, he's the king of the whopper.
He's the man from Scrapple, Pennsylvania. listen to how he speaks about Kamala. Remember, Kamala pulled the plug on him, basically pushed him off the proverbial presidential cliff. And then here's what he says.
She has a backbone like a ramrod.
Backbone like a ramrod.
I don't know what that means.
What the heck?
And she has the moral compass of a saint. This woman knows what she's doing.
Saint.
Folks.
Moral compass.
I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Best decision ever made before you burn in hell.
Saint Kamala. Wow.
Saint Kamala.
Spoken by a good Catholic. He knows his saints.
Again. You know, not putting myself out there, you know, not playing a comparison game. I'm just saying, I really think Joe, with a twinkle in his eye, I think he came up with that. I don't think it was written for him. I really think he came up with that. How would you ever describe somebody that has a backbone like a ramrod? A ramrod.
Yeah.
That doesn't, I'm sorry, it just doesn't fit. And then he follows it up immediately with the moral compass of a saint.
Saint Kamala.
Moral compass of a saint. I don't care who you are. You want to measure up to that?
Yeah.
You want that? I'm telling you, I actually think he was snickering. I do. That could just be me. I think he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate that. We appreciate the chuckle ourselves, even if you were or weren't chuckling. We liked it.
Man, this was like, I don't know, a James Bond movie or something like that. Spy versus spy.
Yeah.
Apparently, Maduro, the president of Venezuela, he had a plane, a private plane, that he wasn't supposed to have. It had to do with sanctions.
Yeah, it was made here, but, you know, wasn't supposed to be sold directly to him. So they did a little moving it around, shall we say, before it got to him.
Well, somebody found out it happened to land in the Dominican Republic. Next thing you know, we just fueled that puppy up and hit the afterburners, and we were in Florida in about 14 minutes.
That's that thing right up.
The Justice Department seized the aircraft that was illegally purchased for $13 million through a shell company and smuggled out of the U.S. For use by Nicolas Maduro and his cronies. Aircraft tracking site flight radar 24 showed the jet flew from Santo Domingo to Fort Lauderdale Monday morning.
Sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a repo gig to have. Talk about a job. And there are guys who do that.
You think Rome towers are tough?
Oh, man. Watch.
we'll chase you down to a foreign land. And
steal your plane. We'll take it back. Watch where you park that thing. On University Avenue.
8:28 right now, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more that we're going to try to get to on the show. Also, don't forget, if you ever do miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show, get it on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can do it via the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcast. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's all those things. And thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. The biggest story of the day is probably the execution of the hostages that are being held by Hamas. Six of them. These are younger people, young adults. Four men, two women. Is this going to change the dialogue at all? Are they going to quit trying to tell Netanyahu what to do and how to prosecute a war against Hamas? These people are as sick and bloodthirsty as they come. And when you support terrorism as a means of political change, you're inviting a world of hell to be unleashed against a lot of innocent people. So what about Governor Tim Walz? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat Party's vice presidential nominee, he walked away Sunday after being asked by a reporter what his reaction was to the news that the bodies of six Israeli hostages had been discovered in a Hamas tunnel underneath Gaza. Yeah, he walked away. He was at the Minnesota State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, when questioned by reporters after the, after the light stuff, oh, hey, how is it balancing your role as governor and running as a candidate and stuff? Yeah. And then when asked about Hamas, oh, all of a sudden he and his handler just turned tail.
Oh, yeah, they were done.
And ran for it.
Yeah, he could. I've watched the video multiple times. I was just trying to get, because we know how those things are when you've got a handler and you're out in public. And as that question is being asked, you can hear the handler say, let's go. And he acknowledges the handler and totally ignores the question. And, any of these politicians, if they want, they will take time to answer that last question as they're leaving. But he was hightailing it.
Well, maybe Democrats use the scale differently than Republicans do when choosing their leaders.
Yeah.
I think Republicans, we feel like if you're not willing to go toe-to-toe with a reporter, mm-hmm. or you're not willing to go toe-to-toe with a member of the public who has a legitimate question, then how much confidence do we have in you to go toe-to-toe against our adversaries? President Xi, and the North Korean leader, and the Iranians, and
Putin, whatever.
Any of them. So if you're afraid to answer a question, what kind of confidence do you have dealing with the issue straight up with the people that are posing, in many cases, the absolute threats to our nation? So that doesn't bode well for me. But again, I'm not a Democrat. So, yeah. And Hamas, apparently, they filmed this, too, by the way, when they, shot these people in the head, cold-blooded murders. And that's how they operate. And so the people that call for a ceasefire, I think there should be a ceasefire as soon as every Hamas member has been slaughtered.
Well, see, it's all about timing, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. And Donnie, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. The damage done by Biden when he gives the one-word answer to the question, Tim Walz didn't answer. Joe Biden is answering people shouting questions if Netanyahu is doing enough. And he says no. The ramifications worldwide from that are incredible. What did they do? They rushed into the Situation Room to get briefed and get a picture so they could get it out, showing Kamala Harris looking tough with Biden. Trump should make the whole campaign about them propping this guy up for the last 3.5 years when he is so out of it. If you heard him yesterday in Pittsburgh, that's all they should talk about, how bad Biden was and what the Democrats have done and the jeopardy they put the whole country in just to stay in power. Shameful.
And I think that Americans are, in general, kind of forward-thinking, optimistic people. And we need a little bit of hope, and we need something to go on. But the only thing hopeful, it seems like, that has come from Kamala is something that she basically copied from the Trump campaign.
Yeah, right.
And her changing positions on several things. Look, we got into these situations and positions because of Democrat policies, not just because of Biden and or Kamala. Mm-hmm. When you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for those policies. They opened the border. It didn't happen to them. They opened it. They knew that the chaos was coming. They planned it. I mean, and that's not... It's not conspiratorial.
No,
it's
not at all.
Absolute, unequivocal fact that so many executive actions were done, mostly to repeal what Trump had in place and also to put in new executive orders. So we didn't have the stay in Mexico and wait for your asylum hearing, for instance. And that's one of them. It's a pretty big one. But they didn't think that that was a good thing. Of course, they knew it was a good thing, but they measure things differently. They want the chaos. They want this to occur. They want to really remake America. But they can't come straight out and say it because they're afraid that they will not get enough support. Because, of course, they won't.
Right.
If they were honest about most of their policies, they wouldn't get nearly the kind of support that they do. And when we peel back the layers and we expose them for what they are, it causes some people to step back and take a second look. But for the most part... No. I mean, look at the polls when they say Trump would be better with the economy. Trump would be better with the border. Trump would be better dealing with our enemies. All those issues. And then and it's like 60 to 70% in favor of Trump. But then when the poll comes out, they're within 2 or 3 points of each other.
Well, I don't like his personality.
A lot of it doesn't quite make sense.
It doesn't at all.
MSNBC political contributor Jason Johnson said on Monday on MSNBC's The Beat that only the media elite, not voters, care if Democratic presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris does interviews.
Excuse me?
He only thinks that it's elite members of the media that want Kamala to do interviews. That the average person, the public, they don't really care one way or another. I hope that's not true.
Well, maybe the average Democrat doesn't care, but we want to see answers, and we want the world to see who she really is.
When asked about the vice president's recent CNN interview, Johnson said, "I've always thought the importance of that interview, to be perfectly candid, was more for the corridor media elite than what actual voters care about. The voters are hearing what they want to hear from Harris because every time she and Tim Walz are on the air, the ratings skyrocket." What? Okay.
Right.
They're filling up stadiums.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not really. No.
And that's not just about ego. That's about men and women, young people, old people, all races, all colors and creeds saying, "Hey, I'm interested." And once somebody's interested, selling them on your policy is much, much easier. And so what is the policy? We're still gathering the flock, right? We're gathering the flock, and then when we get the whole flock together, yeah, we'll tell them our version of the flock and truth.
Well, I'm going to the KamalaHarris.com page right now because, you know, we've been waiting to hear those policies.
Yeah.
When you open it, you still get the chance to subscribe. You get the chance to buy some merchandise. You can also donate.
So let me get this clear.
Yeah.
Kamala blames the border on a comprehensive border bill, all-encompassing border bill, that apparently some Republicans didn't like, and Donald Trump said no. When it comes to that, comprehensive bill.
Yeah, that would have fixed everything, apparently.
But there's no comprehensive information on her policies, what direction she wants to take America, and how she's going to go about doing that.
But she will take your contributions and sell you a hat. Just saying. We got their priorities in order. Right.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. It's all those things. And thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. The biggest story of the day is probably the execution of the hostages that are being held by Hamas. Six of them. These are younger people, young adults. Four men, two women. Is this going to change the dialogue at all? Are they going to quit trying to tell Netanyahu what to do and how to prosecute a war against Hamas? These people are as sick and bloodthirsty as they come. And when you support terrorism as a means of political change, you're inviting a world of hell to be unleashed against a lot of innocent people. So what about Governor Tim Walz? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat Party's vice presidential nominee, he walked away Sunday after being asked by a reporter what his reaction was to the news that the bodies of six Israeli hostages had been discovered in a Hamas tunnel underneath Gaza. Yeah, he walked away. He was at the Minnesota State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when questioned by reporters after the, you know, after the light stuff, oh, hey, how is it balancing your role as governor and running as a candidate and stuff? Yeah, and then when asked about Hamas, oh, all of a sudden he and his handler just turned tail.
Oh, yeah, they were done.
And ran for it.
Yeah, he could. I've watched the video multiple times. I was just trying to get, because we know how those things are when you've got a handler and you're out in public. And as that question is being asked, you can hear the handler say, let's go. And he acknowledges the handler and totally ignores the question. And, you know, any of these politicians, if they want, they will take time to answer that last question as they're leaving. But he was hightailing it.
Well, maybe Democrats use the scale differently than Republicans do when choosing their leaders.
Yeah.
I think Republicans, we feel like if you're not willing to go toe-to-toe with a reporter, mm-hmm. or you're not willing to go toe-to-toe with a member of the public who has a legitimate question, then how much confidence do we have in you to go toe-to-toe against our adversaries? Like, you know, President, you know, Xi, and the North Korean leader, and, you know, the Iranians. And
Putin, whatever.
Any of them. So if you're afraid to answer a question, what kind of confidence do you have dealing, you know, with the issue straight up with the people that are posing, in many cases, the absolute threats to our nation? So, you know, that doesn't bode well for me. But again, you know, I'm not a Democrat. So, yeah. And Hamas, apparently, they filmed this, too, by the way, when they, you know, shot these people in the head, cold-blooded murders. And that's how they operate. And so the people that call for a ceasefire, I think there should be a ceasefire as soon as every Hamas member has been slaughtered.
Well, see, it's all about timing, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. And Donnie, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. You know, the damage done by Biden when he gives the one-word answer to the question, you know, Tim Walz didn't answer. Joe Biden is answering people shouting questions if Netanyahu is doing enough. And he says no. The ramifications worldwide from that are incredible. What did they do? They rushed into the Situation Room to get briefed and get a picture so they could get it out, showing Kamala Harris looking tough with Biden. Trump should make the whole campaign about them propping this guy up for the last 3.5 years when he is so out of it. If you heard him yesterday in Pittsburgh, that's all they should talk about, how bad Biden was and what the Democrats have done and the jeopardy they put the whole country in just to stay in power. shameful.
Well, and I think that Americans are, in general, kind of forward-thinking, optimistic people. And we need a little bit of hope, and we need something to go on. But the only thing hopeful, it seems like, that has come from Kamala is something that she basically copied from the Trump campaign.
Yeah, right.
And her changing positions on several things. Look, we got into these situations and positions because of Democrat policies, not just because of Biden and or Kamala. Mm-hmm. When you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for those policies. They opened the border. It didn't happen to them. They opened it. They knew that the chaos was coming. They planned it. I mean, and that's not... It's not conspiratorial.
No,
it's
not at all.
Absolute, unequivocal fact that so many executive actions were done, mostly to repeal what Trump had in place and also to put in new executive orders. So we didn't have the stay in Mexico and wait for your asylum hearing, for instance. And that's one of them. It's a pretty big one. But they didn't think that that was a good thing. Of course, they knew it was a good thing, but they measure things differently. They want the chaos. They want this to occur. They want to really remake America. But they can't come straight out and say it because they're afraid that they will not get enough support. Because, of course, they won't.
Right.
If they were honest about most of their policies, they wouldn't get nearly the kind of support that they do. And when we peel back the layers and we expose them for what they are, it causes some people to step back and take a second look. But for the most part... No. I mean, look at the polls when they say Trump would be better with the economy. Trump would be better with the border. Trump would be better dealing with our enemies. All those issues. And it's like 60 to 70% in favor of Trump. But then when the poll comes out, they're within 2 or 3 points of each other.
Well, I don't like his personality.
A lot of it doesn't quite make sense.
It doesn't at all.
MSNBC political contributor Jason Johnson said on Monday on MSNBC's The Beat that only the media elite, not voters, care if Democratic presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris does interviews.
Excuse me?
He only thinks that it's elite members of the media that want Kamala to do interviews. That the average person, the public, they don't really care one way or another. I hope that's not true.
Well, maybe the average Democrat doesn't care, but we want to see answers, and we want the world to see who she really is.
When asked about the vice president's recent CNN interview, Johnson said, "I've always thought the importance of that interview, to be perfectly candid, was more for the corridor media elite than what actual voters care about. The voters are hearing what they want to hear from Harris because every time she and Tim Walz are on the air, the ratings skyrocket." What? Okay.
Right.
They're filling up stadiums.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not really. No.
And that's not just about ego. That's about men and women, young people, old people, all races, all colors and creeds saying, "Hey, I'm interested." And once somebody's interested, selling them on your policy is much, much easier. And so what is the policy? We're still gathering the flock, right? We're gathering the flock, and then when we get the whole flock together, yeah, we'll tell them our version of the flock and truth.
Well, I'm going to the KamalaHarris.com page right now because, you know, we've been waiting to hear those policies.
Yeah.
When you open it, you still get the chance to subscribe. You get the chance to buy some merchandise. You can also donate.
So let me get this clear.
Yeah.
Kamala blames the border on a comprehensive border bill, all-encompassing border bill, that apparently some Republicans didn't like, and Donald Trump said no. When it comes to that, comprehensive bill.
Yeah, that would have fixed everything, apparently.
But there's no comprehensive information on her policies, what direction she wants to take America, and how she's going to go about doing that.
But she will take your contributions and sell you a hat. Just saying. You got the priorities in order. Right.
I mean, a hat, I guess.
Or
could
a T-shirt.
Be
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's never know.
I mean, who would have thought this close to an election?
Yeah.
We're 2 months and 2 days away from the day.
Yes.
And that doesn't count any early voting or anything else. The day. 2 months and 2 days, and she doesn't have policy.
No. No.
That should cause for concern for
Bob,
people.
Bob, she brings joy. You keep forgetting, she brings joy. They're running on joy.
Joy that has the back of a ramrod or something, right? Mm. And the moral compass of a saint, according to Joe Biden.
Wow. Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. With the backbone of a ramrod and the moral compass of a saint, Kamala Harris will lead this nation to doom and gloom.
Yes. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon, for the ringing endorsement. He was over the top. We got to play it one more time, because if people haven't heard this yet, this is Joe Biden talking about Kamala and I guess her character or maybe a physicality. I don't know, but let it roll.
She has a backbone like a ramrod.
Backbone like a ramrod. Ouch.
I believe in that.
She has the moral compass of a saint. This woman knows what she's doing. Folks, I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Moral compass of a saint.
Saint Kamala.
That is wow.
That's over the top.
You think?
A little bit.
And what is a backbone of a ramrod exactly?
Never heard that analogy.
He's got what about John? Oh, he's got a strong back. He's going to help you unload that. Well, that's what we want, someone with a strong back. He's got a back like a ramrod.
Well, is he gonna carry that? Is he going to carry something or knock the door down?
Exactly.
I mean, they're two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where his mind was going.
God shielded him. God shielded him. We saw that when former President Trump was under attack. This time it was a 49ers receiver and former Gator, Ricky Pearsall. He was shot in San Francisco. Yeah, victim of like a robbery or whatever. Yeah, and he's alive and he's going to be okay and he's going to miss a bunch of games, but he is going to play again. And he survived a gunshot wound to the chest. What are the odds that you don't strike a vital organ? That's exactly what happened. What are the odds? It's Ricky Pearsall. He's 23 years old. He was a fantastic receiver for the Gators. He went in the first round and playing for the 49ers. He sustained a bullet wound to his chest in a serious but stable condition. The team wrote on X, "We ask that you please respect his privacy. Our thoughts and prayers are with Ricky and the entire family." Now the player's mother, Erin, is speaking out about the attack on her son. "Update on my baby boy," she wrote. "First and foremost, I want to thank God for protecting my baby boy. He is extremely lucky. God shielded him. He was hit in the chest and it exited his back. Thanks be to God, it missed vital organs. He's in good spirits right now. Life is so precious, my friends," she wrote. "Please love each other. My son was spared today by the grace of God. Please pray for my baby." Wow. Police say it was a 17-year-old who attempted to rob the player, accidentally shot himself when Pearsall struggled against him. The attacker was wounded in the arm during the struggle. The attacker was taken into custody when officers arrived on the scene. Well, yeah, prayers definitely go out to Ricky Pearsall, and hopefully he'll be returning soon. We know he's going to miss at least a few games, but he is blessed to be alive. Yeah, I don't think there's any other way to look at it. And several people had commented about, you know, the conditions in San Francisco being less than safe. Indeed, that's for sure. And something that I would imagine we're going to discuss quite a few times between now and election time, because in Florida, it's on the ballot, legalizing the weed, the marijuana, the marijuana. And former President Trump by all appearances, he came out supporting it, right? Do I have this right?
That's what I keep saying. I mean, it seems like he's thinking that most folks are going to vote for it, that it's going to pass in Florida. And it looks like he's just kind of jumping on board to not be resistant to it.
The GOP nominee took to a social media platform to inform his followers that something legal in other states should no longer be criminalized in Florida. Trump said he supports Amendment 3 on Florida's recreational marijuana law. He said it would go into effect whether people like it or not, because it will have enough votes and therefore wants it done correctly. His vote preferences on Florida ballot initiatives are making news on more than one front. His back and forth on whether he will or won't support an abortion measure in the state has been a major point of contention on both the right and the left, as it is a forerunner to how many view any abortion ban effort from the right if elected. All right. So what do you think about this marijuana law, or I guess the repealing of said law? I've always been a fan of personal responsibility and freedom. And if people want to ingest something, then I always said they should be able to do it, you know, if they're of legal age. Now, that comes with consequences, obviously, and we see the fallout from things like, you know, alcohol and other drugs all the time.
Yep.
I think the government failed a long time ago with marijuana because they were over the top in scaring young people. You know, they said, oh, yeah, you're going to take one puff and, you know, jump off a building. And they really, they had films that kind of presented it in that way. If the dialogue was a little more honest to begin with, we'd have a better handle on it, I think, by now.
It could be, yeah.
Tell young people they can't do something. It's called teen rebellion, you know, and watch what happens. I mean, do we need another thing to get us high, to get us low, to dope us up, to dumb us down? To kill the pain, to self-medicate. I don't know. Again, you go, you know, you lean toward the freedom thing, and then you know, okay, a lot of people can't handle freedom.
The responsibility part of that, no, they don't.
Yeah. Well, we'll get more input, I'm sure, as we get closer and closer to when it comes time for early voting. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. With the backbone of a ramrod and the moral compass of a saint, Kamala Harris will lead this nation to doom and gloom.
Yes. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon, for the ringing endorsement. He was over the top. We got to play it one more time, because if people haven't heard this yet, this is Joe Biden talking about Kamala. And I guess her character, or maybe a physicality, I don't know, but let it roll.
She has a backbone like a ramrod.
Backbone like a ramrod. Ouch.
That little bit.
She has the moral compass of a saint. This woman knows what she's doing. Folks, I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Moral compass of a saint.
Saint Kamala.
That is wow.
That's over the top.
You think?
A little bit.
And what is a backbone of a ramrod exactly?
Never heard that analogy.
He's got, what about John? Oh, he's got a strong back. He's going to help you unload that. Well, that's what we want, someone with a strong back. He's got a back like a ramrod.
Well, is he gonna Is he going to carry something or knock the door down?
Exactly.
I mean, they're two different things.
Yeah.
I don't know where his mind was going.
God shielded him. God shielded him. We saw that when former President Trump was under attack. This time it was 49ers receiver and former Gator, Ricky Pearsall. He was shot in San Francisco. Yeah, victim of like a robbery or whatever. Yeah. And he's alive and he's going to be okay. And he's going to miss a bunch of games, but he is going to play again. And he survived a gunshot wound to the chest. What are the odds that you don't strike a vital organ? That's exactly what happened. What are the odds? Yeah, it's Ricky Pearsall. He's 23 years old. He was a fantastic receiver for the Gators. He went in the first round and playing for the 49ers. He sustained a bullet wound to his chest in a serious but stable condition. The team wrote on X, "We ask that you please respect his privacy. Our thoughts and prayers are with Ricky and the entire family." Now the player's mother, Erin, is speaking out about the attack on her son. "Update on my baby boy," she wrote. "First and foremost, I want to thank God for protecting my baby boy. He is extremely lucky. God shielded him. He was hit in the chest and it exited his back. Thanks be to God, it missed vital organs. He's in good spirits right now. Life is so precious, my friends," she wrote. "Please love each other. My son was spared today by the grace of God. Please pray for my baby." Wow. Police say it was a 17-year-old who attempted to rob the player, accidentally shot himself when Pearsall struggled against him. The attacker was wounded in the arm during the struggle. The attacker was taken into custody when officers arrived on the scene. Well, yeah, prayers definitely go out to Ricky Pearsall, and hopefully he'll be returning soon. We know he's going to miss at least a few games, but he is blessed to be alive. Yeah, I don't think there's any other way to look at it. And several people had commented about, you know, the conditions in San Francisco being less than safe. Indeed, that's for sure. And something that I would imagine we're going to discuss quite a few times between now and election time, because in yes. Florida, oh. it's on the ballot, legalizing the weed, mm-hmm. the marijuana, mm-hmm. the marijuana.
Mm.
And former President Trump, by all appearances, he came out supporting it, right? Do I have this right?
That's what I keep saying. I mean, it seems like he's thinking that most folks are going to vote for it, that it's going to pass in Florida. And it looks like he's just kind of jumping on board to not be a resistant to it.
The GOP nominee took to a social media platform to inform his followers that something legal in other states should no longer be criminalized in Florida. Trump said he supports Amendment 3. On Florida's recreational marijuana law. He said it would go into effect whether people like it or not, because it will have enough votes and therefore wants it done correctly. His vote preferences on Florida ballot initiatives are making news on more than one front. His back and forth on whether he will or won't support an abortion measure in the state has been a major point of contention on both the right and the left, as it is a forerunner to how many view any abortion ban effort from the right if elected. All right. So what do you think about this marijuana law, or I guess the repealing of said law? I've always been a fan of personal responsibility and freedom. And if people want to ingest something, then I always said they should be able to do it, you know, mm-hmm. if they're of legal age. Now, that comes with consequences, obviously, and we see the fallout from things like, you know, alcohol and other drugs all the time.
Yep.
I think the government failed a long time ago with marijuana because they were over the top in scaring young people, you know? They said, oh, yeah, you're going to take one puff and, you know, jump off a building. And they had films that kind of presented it in that way. If the dialogue was a little more honest to begin with, we'd have a better handle on it, I think, by now.
It could be, yeah.
Tell young people they can't do something. It's called teen rebellion, you know, and watch what happens. I mean, do we need another thing to get us high, to get us low, to dope us up, to dumb us down? To kill the pain, to self-medicate. I don't know. Again, you go, you know, you lean toward the freedom thing, and then you know, okay, a lot of people can't handle freedom.
The responsibility part of that, no, they don't.
Yeah. Well, we'll get more input, I'm sure, as we get closer and closer to when it comes time for early voting. 9 o'clock stretched coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.